as many of you will recognise, is the resounding opening music of the film 2001, A Space Odyssey. Richard Strauss's symphonic poem, Thus Spake Zarathustra. But these days, most of us are pretty unsure about what Zarathustra actually did speak, or even who he was, which is perhaps surprising, because Zarathustra, or as he's more widely known, Zoroaster, was the founder of one of the great religions of the world. For centuries, along with Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, it was one of the four dominant faiths of the Middle East. It was the oldest of the four, the first of all the text-based religions, and it profoundly influenced the other three. There are still significant Zoroastrian communities all over the world, especially in the religion's homeland, Iran. Indeed, the Islamic Republic today guarantees reserved seats in its parliament for Jews, Christians, and Zoroastrians. In the Iran of 2,000 years ago, Zoroastrianism was the state religion of what was then the Middle Eastern superpower. My object today is a dramatic visualization of power and faith in that Iranian empire. It's a silver dish from the 4th century, and it shows the king apparently out hunting. But in fact, he's keeping the world safe from chaos.